There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change.
Baldwin McCullough live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yo, yo.
Number is 888-340. What is it?
3373.
Yeah, I've been out of the country, buddy. 888-340-3373.
We've been out of several countries.
And we're going to have to plug Lindell like better than we did the last time for my pillow, bro.
How come?
I don't know. Just, I love him. He's the best.
He's the absolute best. And he got behind Thief on the Cross and helped make it possible for it to be on about 600 additional radio stations than what it originally was scheduled to be on.
And I shouldn't do this on the air, but you blundered that his MyPillow product has been selected by the National Sleep Foundation.
Initially, and then I said it correctly four times.
Well, it was blundered.
National Sleep Foundation.
Yeah, and it's been selected by us. The only pillow to be selected by them to be their official pillow.
Yeah, 800-506-2641.
Yeah, we gotta, that pillow works, babe.
I'm telling you. Our staff uses it. You and I used it. I didn't take it to Chicago. I was absolutely miserable for the 10 nights that I was there.
I don't have it with me now in Dallas. I'm dying.
And when I got home the first night, all I wanted to do was put my head on that pillow and fold it right up under my little neckline where it needs to be for me to get that sleep. And, I went right into a REM cycle. It was amazing. Anyway, 800-506-2641 or MyPillow.com and use those promo codes. You can use KMC or STVB. Either one of those will get you 50% off when you do it, and we're glad to be able to do it.
Our phones are lit up, KMC.
They are. And
this conversation, bring us back to where we were.
Well, we're talking tonight about the loss of civility and if it matters or doesn't matter. I think most people would have to say it does matter. 30 years ago, you were uncivil if you chewed gum in public, you know, in theater or class or church or something. If you chewed gum, you were being uncivil. Now people, four-year-olds full-on use the F-bomb to their mommy's face in the produce aisle of the grocery store, and nobody does anything about it.
Right.
So I don't think there's any argument that we aren't any less civil, but now it's starting to adversely affect people's lives. Like this woman in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, she goes to see a movie. These girls are yapping, talking, talk. And she wants to see the movie. So she does what I've done a half dozen times just in the last year. And I'll just say, hey, guys, if you need to talk, could you take it outside? Otherwise, you know, we just want to see the movie. And you know, I'm not being a jerk or anything about it. You just want to see the movie. So she just, shh, can you ladies keep it down? And what they do is they gang up on her. There's about eight of them when the movie's over. And they bludgeon her eye socket. They give her a black eye. And they're on the lam right now. These girls are all on the run. But that's just another example. The other example we talked about last hour, this police officer in Plainfield, New Jersey, rather, knowingly beds a couple of women sexually, knowing that he's HIV positive, but doesn't reveal to them that fact. And lo and behold, he only gets 360-something days in jail, hardly any penalty at all for what he did.
I tried to Google around during the break. I came up to an interesting website called Avert.
Okay.
Was the website. It was avert.org.
Okay.
And it wasn't, you know, like a .gov, because I went to the .gov and it was just so complicated, blah, blah, blah. But basically, what I gather from Avert in a kind of blue-collar kind of sensibility,
right,
is, or a regular Joe sensibility, is they're saying that in all of this legal mumbo-jumbo in and around cases like this, they basically say that it goes back and forth a lot between the he said and she said and what happened and what did the person say was wrong with them and did they say they were negative, did you ask this? And there's always this kind of middle-of-the-road perception on the whole thing, which is if you agree to have sex with somebody, then immediately the responsibility becomes this title that they gave it on Avert.org called this 50-50 agreement of the risk. So, I mean, which is absurd, because whether or not you say to somebody, oh, I'm going to have unprotected sex with you, whatever that is, if somebody, and listen, we've seen this in the movies where somebody like kind of says like, you're safe, right? You're clean, right? You've been checked, right? And like, you know, that usually happens when all kinds of foreplay has already occurred and like it's too late to turn back, sadly. But I just think it's fascinating that this many years into HIV, AIDS, et cetera, and it's what basically Avert.org is saying about the legality of this with cases like you're talking about, we're addressing here tonight on Baldwin McCullough. They're saying it's like a 50-50
culpability, responsibility?
Yeah, the responsibility and the risk, because,
well,
hey,
okay, let's say that that is the case. What if you ask and he lies? And evidently,
exactly,
in this case, and there's two victims, not just one, and evidently there was enough to get a guilty verdict, he pleaded guilty to the charge. So he admits he did it, and he admits he didn't tell him.
I think that the civility aspect of it that anybody is going to be able to come back with, again, as I said, the bar of civility has been lowered, is nowadays people are going to say, well, look, if you're dumb enough to have unprotected sex, well, then you were responsible. I could see people saying that.
Sure. Well, and then not even to get away from any type of moral question about the discussion, and should sex be casual, and should sex be uncommitted to begin with? That's a whole different discussion. But what we're talking about is certainly a guy that put two other people's lives in danger with the HIV virus that's in his body. So anyway, we're talking about this concept, friends, and it doesn't have to be related to these two stories, but do you, in your own life, do you sense that civility is dying or has died in modern America? There's a lot that you could look at. I mean, Stephen, you could even go to international headlines and see how we really don't even care about what's happening to the Christians overseas, when we've traditionally been a nation that cared very deeply about these persecuted people groups around the globe. And now we're just kind of turning, shrugging our shoulders, going, yeah, whatever, it's not a big deal. Is the world changing? Do you sense that we are a less civil place, and to be candid, a very unattractive place growing up, living, experiencing life in right now? 888-340-3373 is our phone number. 888-340-3373, and we'll take your calls. Let's go to line two, and we've got three great calls on the line, but let's go to line two. Chris is calling from Wiley, Texas. Chris, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, thanks. What a joy to be with you. In fact, I'm going to see Mr. Baldwin in the morning.
I kind of had a feeling that in Wiley, Texas, you might just be doing that.
That's right, man. Now, what a great conversation tonight. I would just kind of add this to it. There's a theologian and thinker named Oz Guinness. He wrote a great book,
sure,
on the case for civility, and it really resonates with what you're talking about with regard to the United States and its role globally. He actually, in this book, asserts the fact that it's essential that civility be lived out in its greatest priority here in the United States. Otherwise, the world has no hope. And so when you think about that and you consider the things that we're dealing with here, and then you do look at our global situation, it really does seem that those two things go hand in hand. And so the situation you're talking about with this man there in New York and these your girls that beat up this lady, man, that's reflective of who we are and what's going on in our world today. And thus, the world is worse off because we're not better off. So
that's very well said.
I would interject this as well. You know, whenever you don't have a standard, and you were kind of jumping in on this just a bit ago about Christians around the world. Well, I mean, we're struggling in our own country with regard to religious freedom, religious liberty. And so when that's not respected here, then it only makes sense that's just not going to be well regarded around the world. We as a country aren't going to prioritize that. And, you know, I think that it's incumbent upon us. Well, I appreciate you, gentlemen, the conversation you're having tonight. And, you know, hope the best for you, because it's imperative that we have some voices out there that that raise that banner, because the public square needs our voice in it, although it seems to be a voice that is...
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. If you're watching on Biz Television, that was a live shot of the skyline here in New York this evening. And it's a pretty interesting conversation that we're having about whether or not civility is, in fact, still important enough to even be considered in modern American life. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, is joining us from Dallas. He is back into his routine here on the broadcast, and we're grateful that he's back stateside. And Kevin McCullough from our New York studios tonight as we talk about this. One phone line open at 888-340-3373. Stephen, you know, one other major story that happened this week that just hit me during the break. We saw the North Charleston police officer shoot gunned down in cold blood. Mr. Walter Scott, who was a retired veteran from the U.S. Coast Guard. He was a guy that had a pretty exemplary record. He was a little bit behind on the child support payment, and he had supposedly a broken taillight. But the country has really not been able to grasp why he was shot down by this police officer. And I was so impressed the next day when his mother says to CNN's Anderson Cooper, I can harbor no bitterness or resentment towards this police officer because of the God who lives inside of me. Jesus loves me. I can't hate this man. I'm told I'm supposed to hate this man. I'm told I'm supposed to be angry about this. A rare moment of civility that stood in such stark contrast to another mom who the same day released a statement saying she hoped that all hell would be rained down upon America. The mother of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who was reacting to her son's guilty verdicts on 30 charges, 17 of which qualified him for the federal death penalty, and saying that America would pay the price, and you know she hoped that everyone burned in hell because of it. The world is kind of what we expect. I guess the expectation of civility is out the window. I guess for me. And if I run across somebody that does exhibit it, I guess it's just a really pleasant thing that you go, wow, that's refreshing. It's kind of like a glass of cold water on a very hot day in the middle of the afternoon. But anyway, let's go back to the phones. Line one, Joanne, calling from Pennsylvania, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing well. What do you think about this story that we're talking about with this police officer and the two women that he... that he had sex with but didn't tell him he was HIV positive?
Yeah, I think that if that had happened maybe 25 years ago, he may have been looking at a different time. I'm sorry. But I'm HIV positive myself.
Hmm.
Have been for almost 30 years now. I really just called in. I caught the last bit of the show. And I just wanted to give, like, my part for the two women that were involved. I just hope that they test negative. I hope that he looks to be an elder gentleman, so I'm hoping they're elderly and financially stable because, yeah, it is a sticker. It's a label. I was a single mom in love. Only 28, and didn't know that my fiancé had just come up with this new virus, so to say. And he died 2 weeks later. And I actually was tested a few times, was negative, because it was right before the Western Blot came out. And but since then, finding out that I was positive, I think, yeah, we created the thing. I found out that there was like a group in New York, get together specials, because of course, now, I'm still a single mom, still single now, and I'm almost 56.
Mm.
But we did have, you know, consideration because we started our own little group, our own little social, you know, society, because I wouldn't at that time date anyone who wasn't positive, you know, because in the beginning, you know, you weren't sure what you had. And you know, just to see friends come and go, and but the women, you know, yeah, it's hard, you know, when you have kids and you have to keep that secret, and then you can't hold a job because some days you're not feeling well and you can't really specify why. Right. But as for the big question, you know, civility, just, you know, get in the car and drive 5 miles in the city. I think that answers that question.
Oh, wow.
May I ask you a question?
But, yeah, I pray for the women. Oh, and one more point I wanted to say. I remember about 20 years ago, because there was this man who was arrested, and he was convicted of, like, knowing he was positive, and he viciously gave it to a bunch of women. And I believe they hit him with some type of terroristic, like, threat things that he, you know, he deliberately...
Like he was practicing terrorism.
Yes, because he deliberately knew, and he was deliberately giving these women, you know, a disease that, you know, back then, you know, you were pretty much... I mean, I didn't think I had a future. And, it, you know, it hasn't been much of a future. But, you know, back then I was just, you know, I just one day at a time.
Hmm.
I didn't make any plans, you know. And here I sit on a Saturday night all by myself. You know, it's rough. It's really rough.
Stephen, you wanted to ask Joanne a question.
Yeah, I just was curious, Joanne. The question we're posing to people is, you know, this question about civility, but I have a separate question for you directly, and that is, knowing the story of this police captain, I guess was his title, yes, Kevin?
Yeah.
You know, knowingly going and not telling these two women, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think that's criminal in your mind? I mean, you're somebody who's lived with, not the same situation, but, okay. So
pretty close to it, yeah.
Go ahead and speak to that.
Yes, I think it was viciously, it's sort of a vicious biochemical attack. it's, you know, it's not to tell someone about anything that you might have, even if it's just a common cold, it's common courtesy.
Mm.
You know, back, you know, I'm from the old school, and yeah, things have definitely changed, and this gentleman was old enough. He seemed, you know, old enough to know better. So I don't, but.
Well, Joanne, I'm thankful that you've lived long enough to be able to at least, you know, encourage some other people and to try to, you know, come to grips with this in your own life. And lady, I want you to know you never have to be alone on a Saturday night. You come on back. Baldwin McCullough is going to be here for you every Saturday night. And we'll take your comments on anything that's on your mind. So we appreciate you calling tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right. When we come back, more of your calls. Frank in Des Moines, he's been very patient. We're going to get to him. Stephen Baldwin is in Dallas, Texas. By the way, if you're in the Wiley, Texas area tomorrow and would like to go see Stephen give his testimony and preach tomorrow at the First Baptist Church of Wiley, there in Wiley, Texas, do that. And I know that they would be glad to see you. So why don't you do that tomorrow morning? Kevin McCullough in New York. Stephen's in Dallas. And we're coming right back on Baldwin McCullough Live. Coast to coast. Stay with us.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It is Baldwin McCullough Live, and we have this breaking news alert. It is suspected that in Wiley, Texas, tomorrow morning, sometime mid-morning, that a thief who was formerly on a cross will be making an appearance. Now, people don't seem to be abjectly worried about their wallets and purses. Maybe they should be, because a thief will be there. But anyway, Stephen Baldwin, fresh from his run in Chicago as the thief on the cross in Wiley, Texas, tomorrow morning, bringing the good word to the people at the First Baptist Church. And he is with us on his own radio show tonight, which is always fun to have him. First time in, like, I don't know, 8 weeks that he's been able to be here. But to say that we missed you, buddy, would be an understatement. Oh, by the way, if Joanne is still listening in Pennsylvania, Stephen would like to send you a little memento, a copy of his book. So if you call Jackie back and give her your mailing address, he'll like to sign that and send it out to you. Maybe it'll be an encouragement to you. 888-340-3373. Joanne, if you're listening, give us a call. 888-340-3373 and give Jackie your address. All right, Stevie, let's go to Frank in Des Moines. Line one. Frank, welcome. You've been very patient. We appreciate it.
That's okay. I had my reserve cordless ready to go. So, civility is all but dead. You know, it goes to original sin, self-exaltation, self-worship. And when there's when there's no cause greater than self, self becomes its only cause. So nothing else matters.
Well, and what you're seeing now in the community across the country, Frank, is that, I mean, there used to be enough people that had at least common acknowledgement of God's existence, whether they believed in him or not. They just would acknowledge that God was there, whether they had a personal relationship, that there would be some degree of awareness of something beyond oneself. But now it's just me and the four walls. And so why do I give anything about what's going on with you when I've got my own problems to deal with?
That's right. But look at society. We don't have no leadership. We've got Congress that makes rules that they themselves won't abide by. We've got a politically correct society that can arbitrarily say the debate's over. Argument's over. We're not even going to have a discussion anymore. You know, PC is run amok. I mean, you got mic checks. You got people that want to speak, and they have protests at college campuses to shut down speech. You got people with mic checks that interrupt, debates, political debates, and try to shut down speech.
Yeah.
So it's manifesting itself in ways that it didn't manifest itself 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I don't know, you know, I mean, there's always been self. That's the original sin. Satan, you know, that goes back to Satan. So to say that this is some new phenomenon is ridiculous. But it's manifesting itself in ways we have never seen before.
And much more harsh ways, I would add. Maybe not completely even original, but at least much more devastating in terms of the impact of how it's being presented.
And there's a certain minority that will not allow you to hear a certain speaker. You can't hear Condoleezza Rice because her voice is not to be heard. You can't hear this speaker at this college campus. You can't hear that speaker.
That's true.
Our college campuses are supposed to be places of exchange of thought, learning, you know, communicating our ideas one to another. And we will not listen because there's people out there that say the debate's over. There's, you know, global warming. It's a fact. Debate's over. Yeah. Well, when you shut down the debate, you win the argument.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate your patience and your insight. Stephen, related to that, did you see the story of University of Michigan this week? What happened there? Pretty interesting stuff. They were going to view the film American Sniper. So University of Michigan has an enrollment of 43,310 students, and some Muslim, Middle Eastern, and North African student groups got together and did a petition, and they got it shut down. They got it kicked off. And Jim Harbaugh, the new football coach, goes,
he's a buddy of mine.
Hey, we're going to watch it anyway, and the football team is going to watch it anyway, so on you guys.
Yeah.
And they ended up reversing themselves. But to Frank's point, and I said this on Fox on Thursday when I discussed it with Marjorie Clifton and Bill Hemmer, but the university used to be this place where you could have a very civil discussion and be very much at odds philosophically with the person that you were debating. You could have very different viewpoints, and you could come from opposite ends of the spectrum, but you didn't hate each other. You just had a difference of opinion. Now, it's like if you do disagree, you do have to be shut down because you do hate me, and I hate you. And so where it used to be a laboratory of letting ideas kind of be evaluated side by side, say, well, this side says this, and this side says this, and you decide for yourself. Now it's just, no, you're gonna take my word for it or nothing. And I think it's yet one more kind of stake through the heart of civility. Anyway, coming right back, Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from the Big Apple, AM 970, The Answer, our big flagship station here in New York City, the fastest growing, hottest talk show, talk radio station in the New York market in the last year. And grateful to be with you. We've got a very interesting discussion that we have held underway today, a quasi-local story. Starting it out, this Plainfield police captain had sex with two women, didn't tell him he was HIV positive, led them on in lengthy sexual relationships, one for several months, another for a few years, And he was found guilty of, and this was the charge, two counts of a diseased person committing an act of sexual penetration. It's called a third-degree crime. I guess that's a misdemeanor. Faced a maximum of 10 years. Tried to get the charges dismissed. Ended up getting a sentence of 364 days and 3 years of probation. In another story in Philadelphia, just outside of Philadelphia, there is this woman who went to see a film, see a movie, and there were these girls that were talking loud and being obnoxious, and she asked them to shush. And instead of just, you know, saying, oh, I guess we were being rude, just shushing and going on about their business, they got mad. And when it was over, they punched her, blackened her eye. And now they're on the run from the authorities in that community. And these are just, I don't know, sadly typical stories of what I think society is kind of devolved into. So we've been asking this question tonight. Is civility dead? And when I say we, that's me, Kevin McCullough, and Stephen Baldwin, who is joining us from Dallas, Texas. Dallas is where our next caller is from, Stephen. Let's go to Martha, who's watching us on Biz TV there, just down the street from where you are. Hey, Martha.
Hi.
Hey, Martha.
Hi. Is this Stephen?
It's Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough, yeah.
Okay, Stephen. Okay, you might have heard this since you are in, if you're in Dallas right now. I just heard Kevin say you're going to be at a church in Dallas, in Wiley, tomorrow. But yeah. I just wonder if you have heard of the story, it's been all over the news this week in Dallas, about the volunteer, not the regular fire department, but the volunteer fire department in Waxahachie, which is a little town you might know of. It's 20 miles from Dallas. And the hazing that they gave a 19-year-old new member, it's just ungodly. I mean, it is not even civil. It doesn't. Have you heard that news? It's been all over Dallas.
No, I did not hear that story specifically, so thank you for bringing that to our attention. But let me just ask you this question. You must know some of the details of the hazing. And hazing now...
I do, and I cannot, I will not. I mean, it's ungodly. I would not even mention the details. But supposedly, if they're tried and convicted, it's so bad that there's a possibility, so the news says, that some of these people, volunteer firemen who did this, might be facing a 99-year prison sentence. I don't know. And due to the legality, you know, the pending stuff, I don't know whether, you know. But, I mean, I couldn't give any details that I've heard. I've only heard that on the news. But I just thought maybe since you're in Dallas, you've heard it.
So, but you were going to ask her a question, Stephen.
Yeah, I was just going to, as I have before, I just wanted to ask her. Hazing has been something that has happened on college campuses, Kevin, for 100 years, I guess, some form of it. So knowing what you know about the details of the situation you are making us aware of, my question and Kevin's question to you is, in your mind now, because I think the majority of callers have basically made the statement, Kevin, that, yes, civility's dead. So I asked this caller, would you say, knowing in this story, you said it's ungodly, it says that obviously it's uncivil, do you think this is just a reaction or the cause of this is just as a result of the loss of civility in our culture and society?
Yeah. They're facing sexual assault charges against this 19-year-old young man who just wanted to be nice and join the
volunteer. Yeah, he wanted to serve his community. But Stephen's question is this.
These are grown men.
Martha, Stephen asked you this question, though. Do you think it's just a result of society going this way, or are those guys specifically? I mean, is that really something that is attributable to the larger downfall of society?
Well, what was reported is definitely contributing to the downfall of society. I mean, they're facing sexual assault charges. That's what is in the news. I'm only going by what I heard.
All right.
Well,
Martha, thank you. And if you have a chance, head over to Wiley, Texas tomorrow. Thanks for the call. Thank you for being here. Stephen, what time do you speak tomorrow at the First Baptist Church in Wiley?
All three morning services. I think there's an 8:30 and a something like that. It's like an 8:30 and a 9:30 and a 10:30, something like that. But anybody can just
Church Wiley.
Yeah, just Google that and get the service times.
Yeah, evidently this Waxahachie story, there was a chorizo sausage involved.
Oh my goodness, that's disgusting.
It is. But here's the sad part. This 19-year-old kid, I really feel for what Martha's trying to communicate to us. He wants to do something good, right? He wants to, because it's a volunteer fire department.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting the big pension and all the other stuff. Like, you go give your life in a fire in that scenario, your family doesn't get some big insurance policy. It's a completely volunteer, trying to protect the community type of thing. And he's got to put up with that to just go be a good person? Just to get on the team?
Well, I don't know all the details, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that obviously these guys took this thing to a level that was, you know, beyond rational or acceptable. And let's just see if the end result is different than this police captain.
Something tells me they're going to have a tough time getting new recruits. If this is their indoctrination policy.
Sure.
Anyway, it's Baltimore Call Alive. One segment left in the broadcast tonight. Our phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And our question, is civility dead? Our final thoughts when we continue.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8334.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from New York, it is Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night at this same time. Thank you for being on this this radio dial, this television station, however you're getting us, if you're on the online, on the web. And if you're watching on Biz TV, hang on, because the whole thing's going to air in its entirety, starting at 11 o'clock Eastern, all over again. So at the top of the hour, you'll get the full rerun of the broadcast. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Quickly, a couple of calls here at the end of the show. Rory in New Jersey, AM 970, go right ahead.
First, I want to thank you so much for so many wonderful hours of good listening. You keep people abreast of what's going on in the world, and also you have so much humor to add to the show. I really appreciate it, and the fact that you're on Saturday night, it's great. Most stations have these other programs that aren't of interest to me. But
yeah, they're boring. They get real boring on Saturday night. We get real fun.
They really do.
So what's your thought, Rory?
I wanted to ask you, what's going to happen to the pension of this police captain who infected these women with the HIV virus?
Those are taxpayer dollars, and I would think that he should be forfeiting those, but that's just my opinion. I tell you, my hunch is I don't think anything will happen to it. I'm pretty sure he'll...
you're kidding.
He'll keep it safe.
Because once they've committed a crime and they go to prison, that pension is taken away, from what I understand.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe so.
To prison,
but yeah, but it's a third degree penalty. It's not even, it's what Gina was telling us, it's a misdemeanor. So we'll see. Rory, thanks for your kind words. Appreciate it. Sherry in Athens, real quickly, you get the last word tonight. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are y'all this evening?
Doing well. We're short on time. What's your thought?
Well, my thought is we're not holding anybody accountable. I don't think civility is dead in America. Mm. I think there's a lot of strong people, strong-willed people.
Amen.
Still believe in Jesus and believe in the good way of doing things. But you look at the lawmakers, what, you know, they're passing laws for same-sex marriage, things of that nature. So there's really something we need to do and start holding people accountable for.
Good point, Sherry. Thank you for the call. Stephen, interesting point she makes, and I was thinking about this during the break. It's hard to have a civil society when you no longer have a moral society.
Sure.
Because you don't know what civility is without a moral context.
And what is the barometer? Who decides what civility is?
Yeah.
What normal is? You know, it's a chapter in my book, buddy, which is, you know, it's titled Normal, and it is my opinion that God, the Creator, the Almighty, is the one that should be drawing the line in the sand about that.
Yeah. Another good reason to read Stephen's book. So get a copy, The Unusual Suspect. So the thief comes to the pulpit tomorrow. Make sure you check it out. Wiley, Texas, First Baptist of Wiley. He'll be there all three services. Stephen, good to have you back on your own show, buddy.
Blessings, brother. Thank you. Great show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And kiss those little ankle biters for me, bro.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. We can know that.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
call between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.